basically, there's very few landlords who want to evict tenants without a very good reason. 90% of tenants leave when perhaps the landlord wouldn't want them to leave, generally because they're going to another town for promotion or something like that. When tenants, in my case, I'm retiring, so obviously I want to get the properties back to sell. But that's a no fault, and we know it's very disturbing for the tenants, we understand that. But the whole backbone of the letting industry is that you have to be able to get the property back. Otherwise, no mortgage lenders can lend you the money. If you can't get the property back to sell when you want to retire, then you won't have many people investing in properties to rent. I think at the end of the day, you're going to end up with a far, far worse situation than we have at the moment. Now, the idea of stopping no-fault evictions, in principle, is very praiseworthy. It's very well intended. But actually, if you think it out, the reason that the Section 21s and the assured short-hold tenancies came in was very simple indeed, and that is back in 1989, the government could not get people to invest in property. So the reason being, because no lenders would lend them the money because they couldn't get the properties back. So therefore, the government brought in the ASTs, with it came the Section 21s, and it works perfectly well for the vast majority of people. But because not all tenants want a long-term tenancy, you have to understand that 90%, as I say, leave without being pushed by the landlord. And many young people do not wish to be tied in. Where it is a problem is when you've got people with children, because they are far more static. We find that they stay on average four times as long as people without children. So obviously something needs to be done. But maybe there are ideas of tenants where there is a willing landlord and a willing tenant is perhaps a better solution if that is what the problem is. As I understand it, if tenants don't pay the rent, then the government is all for the tenancy being ended. Well, I think with most landlords, that is the situation. So I think really there's good and bad in it. I think it's very well intended. I think tenants on the whole get a very, very poor deal. But what is the alternative to it? The alternative is even less properties on the market. The real, real problem which your listeners need to understand is that there is insufficient houses to house somebody, or to house everyone, I should say. So therefore, if there's insufficient houses, then something has to give, and it's always the poorer people at the bottom of the pile who actually lose out.